He deserves some shine right now.
We are Memphis.
Nothing but Memphis. Everywhere we go, it's Memphis. Memphis, Tennessee. The beautiful land in the world.
Listen to ESPN College Game Day Saturday morning on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Yeah, we're coming to your city.
Update message rate supply national contest. It's radio.com cash time. Weekdays at the top of every hour, 9 a.m. through 5 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN. And right now, we're putting cash in your app.
Mummy is the code word. Text Mummy, M-U-M-M-Y, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 with radio.com cash. The number to text it to, 72881. Text Mummy, M-U-M-M-Y, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. And we'll have another code word coming up at 12 noon. This hour's word to text the 72881 is Mummy. Good luck.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Hey. Who that? Man, this what you been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, no, cause now I'm getting hot enough to f*** with one and Satan home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail to mention? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn, then I redecorated. That mean my tables turn. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on trailing back. Who that? That got that flame. Who that? That got that flame. Who that? That got that flame. So don't worry about my name. I got to say.
Hi, you're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. We're getting on through the week, which means we are getting closer to College Game Day being here. It's really already here. They're already setting the thing up downtown. And you guys have heard from, you know, Desmond Howard. We talked to the Bear earlier this week. We've had Jason Fitz on, and hopefully the plan is to continue it today with a big one. I'll hold that down. Won't steal John Martin's thunder there. And if you saw that late last night, John Martin, I don't know if you saw it, but more bad news for Golden State, which has been getting beat down. Steph Curry breaks his hand, likely out a couple months. They're not going to make the playoffs. They're going to have all of a sudden a good draft pick, like a really good one, a lottery pick. Imagine Golden State getting a lottery pick, and we'll see where it goes from there. But plenty to get to today, including hopefully a big guest right off top.
Yeah, you hate to see it. You hate to see the Golden State Warriors go through that, man.
Do you really, though? That's really what I was asking people. Like, really, do people really feel sorry for them?
Oh, yeah, it's really, really
after
difficult.
The way they've run the league the last
watch,
few years.
Man. I mean, I don't know. How will we recover? How will we get through this? Stay together. Stay strong. Anyway, yes, it's Thursday, which means we are 2 days away. This has felt, I'm going to be honest with you, this has felt like the longest week in the world. Like, it just has felt like a really long week to me. Like, I mean, it's great.
You look like you're not sleeping, man.
I'm not, really. I got a lot of stuff going on in my life. But I'm happy that game day is coming. I'm happy that game day is going to be here.
Is it because of game day you're excited that you're not sleeping, or you got problems at home? Just real quick.
It's a combination of both. We just want to know
that everything's okay with you.
It's a combination of both, really, to be honest.
Okay. We're going to make it through together, John.
But we hopefully will. We are hoping to be joined by Kirk Herbstreit at 11:25.
All right.
You know him from game day. He's a very busy man. You know how these things go. He could have a million things going on.
Do we think he's here? Now, Kirk is another Nashville resident,
not
mistaken. So I'd imagine he's still in Nashville, right? Since it's so close to home.
You would think so, but admittedly, I'm not sure.
Now, does he live next to Clay and next to JT?
He probably does.
Okay.
He probably
right
is
down
in that
the
area. Yeah, I think Clay lives in Franklin. I think that's where, which is a suburb of Nashville.
I have heard Herbie's son is playing football Friday night. He's going to watch him play against Christian Brothers and then drive over.
Uh-huh. One of several sons I think he's had play for NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Usually makes the game on Friday night. So this is lined up well for him in terms of being close. He can come on about 200 miles over, come on over to game day in the morning.
Yeah, so anyway, we are hoping to be joined by Kirk Herbstreit at 11:25. At around 12:05, we're going to be joined by Memphis offensive coordinator Kevin Johns. We'll talk to him about just the week, about the preparation, about, you know, the challenge at hand, obviously, and just the atmosphere, right? The opportunity to play on national television, you know, over the air network in front of, you know, hundreds of thousands of millions of people. I mean, like, this is an absolutely fantastic opportunity for Memphis and for that football team.
I'm going to talk to him as well about Patrick Nelson, who's a name you're going to need to know on Saturday. Is second in the country in sacks, senior linebacker for SMU. He's played a couple of different positions for them defensively. Certainly someone that Kevin Johns, the offensive coordinator from Memphis, got his eye on, and you have to prepare and scheme for. Second in the country in sacks, John, with 10. That SMU defense, you look, they'll give up some passing yards, but they get after the quarterback. They lead the AAC in sacks, and this kid's one of the reasons why, so we'll ask him about him.
Yep, so we'll do that at 12:05, and then we'll be joined by J.F. Calkins at 1:45. We'll talk to him about game day and all the festivities and all the fantastic work that he has done over there at the Daily Memphian. Done a really good job with the map and he had a great piece with Lee Corso yesterday in the Daily Memphian, where Lee Corso talks about basically celebrating because the Tigers didn't put up 70 points on his team. They stopped them, I think, at 68 or 69.
Mm-hmm.
And Lee Corso saw that as such a victory back then that his team carried him off the field. It was a fantastic.
You know I love Lee.
It was a fantastic story. And I know that, you know.
He is going to put on the right hat on Saturday.
Calkins claims he knows. Calkins claims he already knows who.
Yeah, because Lee goes with the favorites. Look, that ain't no secret. Lee goes with the Vegas favorite, and that would be your Tiger.
Is that true? Like, he always goes
for the most
favorites.
Part.
Right.
He wants to get it right.
He has picked.
And he's won six straight. I looked at the game day stats. He's won six in a row here. He's hot.
He has picked the road team though before. Like, he's.
Oh,
done
sure,
that,
sure, you know? Sure, sure. He picked the road team last week, but the road team was favored. Like I'm saying. So I'm telling you, in this instance, especially again. Keep pointing this out, but if Reggie Roberson doesn't go, the receiver for SMU, I mean, that's a big – he's the lead – in terms of yardage, he's the leading receiver in the AAC. If he's out, that's a big part of their offense. I know Prochet is another good receiver they've got who's prolific himself, but that cuts a big part out. I'm just saying all the stars sort of aligned here, and I think Corso's going to read those stars correctly.
Yeah, so anyway, that's the show today. It should be a great one. Obviously, we still have our sign contest going on at 929ESPN.com. Today
Bribery.
Is the final day. Today is the final day. You can enter, and then we'll choose a winner. And you get.
Even I'm getting excited about that right now.
You get tickets
the possibility
to Mike Conley's return to Memphis. But what if I told you that the Jason and John show specifically is going to give you a direct opportunity to be a part of game day?
Do what?
What if I told you that we could do that for you? Would you like that? Would you like to give our listeners a chance to have direct input into the production of College Game? And I ain't talking about signs, bro. I ain't talking about putting on a clever sign.
No bribery.
A clever shirt.
No bribery involved. I am intrigued. Tell me more.
What if I told you that I got a text early this morning from two employees at ESPN?
You are so damn important.
I'm not important. I just happened to be in the right place at the right time.
What did ESPN ask you?
They said, hey, John, it's not a 30 for 30. It's
not a 30 for 30. No, let's keep it going, though, because it might turn into one.
It's not that beautiful.
You never know.
But they just said, John, listen, we're coming into Memphis, and we want to showcase the city.
Oh, yeah.
We want to showcase Memphis, and we want to do like a 60-second or so feature on something Memphis related.
Do it.
We don't have many ideas at the moment.
Oh,
we don't. We
can help.
And so we come to you, and we ask you, given the knowledge and the work that you guys do in Memphis.
Oh man.
Maybe you have a badass idea. And so I reached back out to them and I said, you know what? This is a lot of pressure for one man or for two men.
What'd you give them?
What if we crowdsourced this? What if we, on the radio show, asked our listeners?
We are a show of the people, or claim to be.
And the people of Memphis, and the great people of Memphis who know this place better than anybody, right? They live here, and they've been here. What if we did that, and they love the idea? So we're going to do that a little bit later in the show. We are going to take calls, and we're gonna compile a list of ideas that you guys think should be places or things or people that should be featured as part of Countdown to Game Day. And I'm going to pass it along directly to producers at ESPN. So that's what we're going to do a little bit later in the show.
That's beautiful, John.
But before we get to those people, though.
I can't believe they called you.
They didn't call me.
I mean, you
just
are moving up fast. That's the same thing in this day and age, 2019. That's what people do is text.
Again, right place, right time. It doesn't mean anything. Now, I want to ask you if it was up to you. You are a man who believes that, you know, you have a good worldview, I think. I think you have a pretty good worldview, and you have a pretty good sort of you have a pretty good pulse, right? You have a pretty
good
pulse.
I don't know what you're trying to say, but thank you.
I'm just trying to say you have a good pulse on the right topics. You have pretty good news judgment.
Well, cut to it.
Okay. So, that being the case, if that text were sent to you instead of me, what would you have said?
Well, I'd have told him there's a man down at the National Civil Rights Museum last night. See, I would have jumped on this, John. I'd have said, get down there for the 28th National Civil Rights Museum Freedom Award Ceremony, and you could have got a camera on a great man named John Legend.
John Legend.
Singing about glory.
Now, didn't you once upon a time mock John Legend on this show?
I do a fine John Legend.
What is the song you sing?
Hello, my baby. You know.
Yeah, that's it.
You really didn't remember.
Meredith the Frog.
Well, I said he kind of sort of sounds like. Now, this was a moment of honor, John, where you're not making fun of John Legend.
Correct. But that's over now.
For his contributions. If they'd have been able to get to that, that's what I'd have told him is get on glory. You understand what I'm saying? Get over there. It'd have been great. Why? What? They know, though. That's what I'm figuring is they wouldn't have reached out to you, right, if they wanted another.
Right.
You cannot go wrong doing a 60-minute segment or whatever you're going to do, 60-second segment on the Civil Rights Museum and what it sort of means to Memphis. And this is so every year, this is sort of the culmination of that thing. Again, it was the 28th celebration of it, the Freedom Award Ceremony. And so, yeah, it could have been there last night. Now, I've got you didn't bring this to me till this morning. You didn't include me in this until this morning.
Well, that's when I got the text.
I'm telling you right now, man, here's my idea. I got something.
Okay, well, let me just give you an idea. So let me give you some context here. Fitz says we've done ice cream places, famous food stuff, campus spots, something fun and different that tells the Memphis story.
St. Jude's got to be in there.
You can't go wrong doing St. Jude. And I didn't hear that mentioned. Did I?
No.
I heard food mentioned. What else did he say right there?
Ice cream spot.
So, actually, Brad, you trumped me right there. Because it'd make a lot of sense. I think they did one. I want to say Maria Taylor did a feature in Happy Valley a couple of weeks ago with a survivor in terms of it did something with someone at a children's hospital or something. I can't remember the name of the children's hospital, obviously, but I want to say they did this a couple of weeks ago. That would be anybody's first pick, right?
Civil rights, I think, might be number one, honestly.
Well, I think they've done that is the point.
Yeah.
If they haven't, obviously, St. Jude, what it is to Memphis, what it is to this country.
Right.
Quite frankly, you couldn't go wrong there doing a – you're talking about what
– Well, the story of Memphis.
Yes.
I mean, the story of Memphis is
and Danny
Civil
Thomas
Rights Museum.
And that hospital is a big part of it.
The story of Memphis is – now –
The Grizzlies.
Now, I would counter with this. I mean,
I'm not putting civil. I'm telling you, if they've already said, look, civil rights is one we've done. They've always got that shot. They're always there, right?
Right.
That's all. Go with civil rights if you want to. I'm certainly not putting one against the other.
This could be one of those things where it's more about fun. You know what I mean? Like it's more about not necessarily the historical city of Memphis and like fun. You know, and let's be honest, like the National Civil Rights Museum is not what you would say is fun.
This is kind of the way I thought Fitzy was asking for, a little 60-second, little fun feature. Here's what you do.
Yes.
Because you always get a different answer every time you ask somebody this. Best barbecue in town. And what you do is you make that thing quick, right? It's a bunch of quick hitters with a bunch of people in Memphis, but you go get Jerry Lawler and you go get a couple of celebs and you mix that all in and you've got them all telling you their different spots.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get defensive about our barbecue.
Yep.
It's the way to roll. I mean, it's an easy one.
Yep.
You're getting a lot of people involved. You're getting Memphis folks involved. You go down to the Rendezvous.
That's a good one.
Go to a bunch of Corky's. You go to a bunch of different places, Interstate, Payne's.
How about
go to
this,
all
though?
Of them.
I'll give you.
I just feel like that's kind of been done. That's an easy hit right there.
Let me pitch
that's
this
easy
one to
hit.
You.
That's a winner right there.
Let me pitch this one to you. So in that same vein, right? Everybody thinks Memphis is a barbecue town, and it is, right? Like it's a barbecue town, but it's also a spot for chicken.
Oh, it's a slick wings town.
Yeah, like I thought maybe you could say like the perception of Memphis has always been that it's just a barbecue
town. That's a clever twist
But there's more to Memphis than just a barbecue. And Fitz goes to Wing Guru, and he goes to
And you literally do the same thing, but you do it on wings.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You say, you know, this isn't necessarily Dallas versus Memphis barbecue.
That's an interesting twist.
You know, there's more to Memphis than just I'm just throwing it, like, that's something to consider. You know what I mean?
You're trying to top me is what you're doing. It was pretty good.
But I mean,
because it's a twist on it.
I just feel
everybody already knows we're barbecue.
Doesn't a part of you feel like there's just certain tropes about Memphis that the nation just thinks about us? Oh, it's barbecue and
blues. Sure.
And,
yeah. You know, no, that's a great point.
Can we
get away from that?
Should we try to show another
else?
Side of us?
Clever.
You know what I mean? Like, or do we not? Or do we just? Or we do? Or as Brad Carson would say, just play the hit records. You know, like what is the right way to do that kind of a feature? I don't think
there's a wrong answer with those two. I think those are two great ideas.
I think because we're Memphians and we are so inundated with that, you know, blues, basketball, barbecue, that like we don't need to see that. But the nation is not. Like, the nation does not get beat over the head with that because they don't live here and they don't probably know
all
that
much. Now, this is for a game day feature, or is this for a feature for the ABC ESPN primetime?
This is the countdown to game day that Jason Fitz is on. So
gotcha.
So the show that's leading up to game day that morning. You know, so that's kind of where this is going to air.
I think we've done it for. I'd be interested to see what our listeners say later on, but I think our ideas are great.
Along the lines of his, if you're playing the brand, you play the music, and then you hit all those spots, and you can do the vignette around Graceland, obviously our biggest brand. You have Stax. You have, you know,
Sun.
You could do Ardent. There's all this cool vibe music stuff.
Which makes sense for Fitzy to do anyway, right?
Yeah.
Since he's so musically inclined.
Bingo. Yeah.
Which would be is another great idea.
He could go to all the different record stores. None of them are going to be – he'd have to go Friday night, you know, because none of them are going to be open that early. But I guess if he gets in tomorrow, he can – I don't know.
Head over to Stax, and I mean, you get to a bunch of different places. You get to Sun Studios down there. I mean, you can get to quite a few places pretty easily.
We're gonna take your calls on this topic, and because the idea here, that's the great thing about ESPN. I will give them so much credit in the way that they have kind of come into our city. They have come in basically hat in hand in a way, and they have asked, hey, what should we be doing? Where should we be going? Desmond Howard's asking, where do I get a good meal? Where do I get a good dessert?
But they've done this a few times, John.
Yeah.
In terms of they know how to get folks, you know, ingratiate themselves as well.
They do a good job.
Oh, I'm all for it. I would pat them on the back as well.
They do a good job. You know, they really try to get a sense of the place.
Oh,
right?
I agree.
They don't just come in and say, oh, well, we know Memphis, and we know they're barbecue and blues, and this is what they are. You know, they come in and they ask questions. They want to know from the people who live there, hey.
Well, that's what you want from your guest, right? You want them to come in and treat you that way when you're coming for the first time.
And, you know, I feel like there are – I don't have any examples, but I feel like there are times when people come in and they don't do that. You know, they don't ask. They don't really care to know. They just kind of have their – you know, their preconceived notions, and that's just their worldview.
No, I imagine with it being their first time and knowing how important it is to the fans here, that's important to them to do that, to ask around and to sort of be the people. They've said when you hear them talk about their show, they talk about how with game day the fans are a part of it, right? That's part of the experience. You've heard Reese Davis on the station this week on a couple of shows talk about how it's important to them. They have the feedback, they have the engagement.
Yep.
That's you don't get that engagement, right, unless you're engaged, unless you are with the public. And so, obviously, they do that coming in. Desmond was smart to put that tweet out, ask those questions.
So, just a few submissions that we've gotten so far. And, again, we're going to do a larger segment on this in the second hour. We're taking your calls.
ESPN's probably listening, sounds like. They want your ideas.
Brian says, game day has got to play the 10-year-ago firing press conference of Tommy West and do a story on how Memphis got here from there. I'm sure there will be something.
It's painful.
That's it. I heard it today.
Chris Porter says, do a wings versus barbecue for the segment. You know, you could do that. I mean, I don't know.
It's a clever way to combine the two of them.
Does Dallas have a proud chicken wing? You know, are they a proud chicken wing city?
I don't know that Dallas is.
Okay. Julie says, got to go to Gibson's Donuts. Got to go to, and I'm sure they will.
And told Desmond to hit over there.
Yeah.
Dan Walken did, I believe.
Bob said, it's got to be music, all the music about Memphis, or they came from Memphis.
Like, I like the music, especially with Fitzy's, you know, sort of musical inclination.
Oh, no doubt. He'd be great.
He's going to be brilliant on that.
Wilson
right?
Pickett.
He's going to know the history and be able to tell it a little better. He'd probably spend a little bit more time on it, I would imagine.
As you know, Jason, I would probably do a full 60-second segment on Wilson Pickett.
Y'all. Yeah.
And the song, In the Midnight Hour.
Y'all got just God bless John Martin. He's discovered Wilson Pickett, y'all, and he comes in every day talking about him. That's what we're all happy for him.
No, Jason's not happy.
It's 2019 is what I try to tell him.
There it is.
I'm so proud of him. It's like your little son discovering, you know, a good food. And you see him when that light goes on, he's like, this is good. And you've been trying to tell him the whole time it's good.
When this song comes on the Jason Smith household, 4 minutes of pain, baby.
Boy.
4 minutes of pain.
Of pain? No, this ain't Tommy West. This ain't the Tommy West press conference.
Painful.
What are you
it's
talking
painful.
About?
4 minutes of
it's
love.
It's a euphoria. What are you talking about? It's a great time.
4 minutes
you made
of
it
euphoria.
Sound like Tommy's press conference,
of,
bro.
Of pure ecstasy.
When this song comes on, what? How are you picking love songs for me?
That's
you
a
just
great
discovered
love song.
Wilson Pickett.
That's a great love song.
Okay.
How does, I mean, it's literally about, you know, making love in the midnight hour, Jason.
Yeah. What did I tell you when you came to me with this discovery? It's like, go. Find some less played Wilson Pickett songs,
yes.
Then I'll be impressed.
Yes,
he. Right, you got like his biggest hit.
Jason,
Wilson Pickett's awesome, Jason.
Jason was very offended that I brought him Wilson Pickett and this song specifically, which is featured on a Party City ad.
Yeah.
On Halloween Party City.
I was wondering
ad.
How it came into your life here.
Yeah.
There's been this revelation to you.
But anyway, happy Halloween to everybody out there. You gonna do the candy thing? What are you doing?
Nobody came last year. I guess they didn't trust the new dude in Cordoba. We'll see if they come get some candy this year.
Are you,
you know how that goes, Brad. You don't trust the new neighbor yet.
Hey, I trust you.
I don't know about the new neighbor yet. Well, let's wait and see till next year.
See how it goes.
Are you taking CJ out? What's the deal there?
The mom usually does that. It's a special term for them. And I think she usually takes them around a bunch of places, the mall and all that. Now, you know.
Whew.
Mall ain't the safest place these days.
No, man. That's stressful.
Pow, 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 pow.
Well,
that thing. Like, you got to be careful.
Hopefully not.
You didn't know you go to the mall anymore. Did y'all know you can go to the mall, trick, treat, all the stores, you know?
Yeah, it's
a different
great.
Way to do
it's
it.
Good place.
If you don't want to get hit by a car, but you might get hit by a bullet.
Right. I mean, it's one of those you just kind of pick
it's
your
trade off.
Mall's a safe place.
Door number one, door number two.
We hope.
You know? I think you're probably safer trick or treating, though, because you're on a sidewalk and you can have time to get out of the way. You know, if you see a car, like, barreling towards you,
mm-hmm.
you could have time to get out of the way. I don't know. It's close. We'd have to get the math behind that. Maybe Game Day should do a feature on that. You know, are you more likely to get hit by a car?
No, they shouldn't. Hopefully, they've turned off and they're not listening anymore because they already liked our idea and got off.
All right.
We'll talk about our safety in our city. We're fine.
Hoping to be joined by Kirk Herbstreit when we come back. He, of course, is a face of Game Day. Back in a minute, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN is the official station for ESPN Game Day in Memphis. Live from Beale Street, it's Reese.
Hey, Reese, it's Gary. Thanks for being here. I appreciate your time, and I can't wait to see you this weekend. Everybody's excited you're going to be in town.
We're really looking forward to it, Gary. I think it's going to be a great scene, obviously, with the season that Memphis is having.
Desmond.
I'm glad that we get a chance to go there and put a spotlight on it. I'm excited about what they're doing there. I think, aren't they favored in this game?
Along with 92.9 FM ESPN's Jason Fitz from Golic and Wingo.
The power of Game Day has already started, and I do believe, and I'll say this loud and proud, not because I love coming on with you guys. I think Memphis would be an incredible host, and this game is a great opportunity to show two programs that deserve some shine right now.
We are Memphis.
Nothing but Memphis. Everywhere we go, it's Memphis. Memphis, Tennessee, the beautiful land in the world.
To your city. Listen to ESPN College Game Day Saturday morning on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Tennessee has always been a state of pioneers. Hardworking folks just trying to find simple ways to protect their families. Which is why so many Tennesseans trust us. Need individual plans including dental and vision? Or you're a small business owner and want family coverage? No problem. Just click fbhp.com, call us, or visit one of our many offices. Farm Bureau Health Plans. Protecting Tennesseans since 1947.
Chevelle.
So late!
One of the biggest names in rock is coming to you live Saturday, December 14th, Horseshoe Casinos, Bluesville. Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. Ages 18 and up. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. Well, ATC Fitness. In. This is your Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Higher than a jail
and if you want a little bang in your yin yang,
you know him, you love him. He is Kirk Herbstreit from Game Day. They're going to be in Memphis this weekend. It has been a week-long party, and he joins us now. Hey, Kirk, how are you?
I'm doing, guys. How you doing?
Oh, Memphis could not be happier to have you guys. I mean, do you guys understand just how much of a party this has been since this was finally announced?
Yeah, I mean, I live in Nashville, and yeah, I've been doing this show for a long time, and you know, when we have a chance to go to a place that we haven't been, it seems to be able to create some energy and a lot of excitement. And I know from, like I said, being here within the state, I know that from talking to some friends and people that are affiliated with either family or they're maybe from back that way, I know people are very excited, and we're excited. We're fired up to bring the show and can't wait to be right there on Beale Street and give the nation an outstanding broadcast for 3 hours.
I will tell you, that Monday morning going into Monday afternoon was a little stressful here in Memphis because nobody was sure. Everybody was waiting on the announcement. It felt like it was never going to come. And I heard you talking about it on your podcast.
I was with you.
Yeah.
I was waiting, too, because usually we find out on Saturday night, you know, after all the results are in. Even during the game that I call on ABC Saturday night, a lot of times we'll make that announcement where we're going the next week. And this time they said, you know, because we were waiting to see the Memphis-Tulsa game came down to that last-second field goal. And then we were waiting to see about the cocktail party down in Jacksonville with Florida against Georgia, which is a top-10 game. And so I think they went back and forth Sunday into Monday. And then I think they were talking to city officials about trying where they were going to put the set. And I guess nothing could be finalized till Monday, into Monday afternoon. And so I was like you guys, I kept texting people that I know make the decision, and they said, hang tight, hang tight, hang tight. So when it finally got announced, I knew I was going there for the game Saturday night, but was not sure until they made the announcement about game day coming in. So I'm fired up. Can't wait to get there.
Kirk, we know for sure you guys wouldn't be here if not too for this SMU team and the great story it's been this season. It's off to the undefeated start. Certainly get that. But you've been on this Memphis team, too, and on them for a while. I heard you talking about them on game day a couple of weeks ago before the Temple game, which obviously had a controversial ending down here. What just your thoughts on that Memphis program, where it is, and the job Mike Norvell's done?
Well, he's done an amazing job of taking over for Justin Fuente. You know, I've read some articles this week about some of the players that played in that previous era, and you know that they're making sure that people realize that, you know, this program struggled, as you guys know, for a long time, and I think Justin Fuente deserves a lot of credit. You know, going back and looking at what happened in 2014, 2015, then he leaves to go to Virginia Tech, and that's when Mike stepped in and really, I think, was able to keep the continuity that was established and kind of keep that the personality and the identity of scoring and putting a lot of points up on the board. And they've had a lot of success, a lot of great quarterback play. I mean, Riley Ferguson. Everybody talks about UCF, but you know, if you guys remember, of course you do, that championship season that UCF had. I mean, it came right down to the last play of the game, with Riley Ferguson and the Tigers, and so they've been close for a while, and even this team coming in with Brady White, the experience that he had from last year. The thing that's kind of surprised me is I really wondered. I think it really tells you about the job that they've done in recruiting, because when you lose a player in the likes of Darrell Henderson, mm-hmm. it's not like you just, oh, no problem, Darrell Henderson leaves to the NFL. Who's our next stud that's going to step up and help us out? And obviously this year we've been able to see them be able to get things done offensively, and a superstar like Kenneth Gainwell all of a sudden steps up as a young redshirt freshman. So I think that shows you that you have staying power when you lose great players and you can replace them. And Mike's doing a heck of a job. We're excited to showcase, of course, SMU and their story, mm-hmm. but we're not going to forget about Memphis, because that's why we're there, to talk about their program and the city and how football all of a sudden, these last 4 or 5 years, they're playing great football.
We are talking to the great Kirk Herbstreit. He's going to be obviously in Memphis this weekend as part of game day. Kirk, I want to go back to that for just a moment because you guys were in Brookings last week. You're in Memphis this week. It hasn't happened. The show hasn't happened in Memphis yet. But can you sort of just feel, you know, what it means to Memphis? Like, how do you quantify going to a place that's never had this show, going to a place that, you know, maybe does not have the football tradition of a Florida or a Georgia, but can you just, how do you quantify the difference in terms of maybe the appreciation for getting a show like this one?
Yeah, it's a very fair question. If, for example, next week, we've been pointing to this game since the season started, which is LSU and Alabama, and with what LSU is doing, that, you know, that's an obvious kind of more of a traditional spot for game day. The last couple weeks, it's, I think for me, I'm on my 24th year on the show, and I'll be very candid with you. In the past, you know, you kind of get spoiled going to Ohio State, Michigan, LSU, Alabama. You know, you go to all these big games every week, and then when they say, hey, we're going to North Dakota State, I'd be the first one to tell you, I was, when they first started to do that with the show, I was kind of kicking and screaming like, oh, what about this game or what about that game? And what I quickly learned was, you know, great appreciation for taking the show off the radar, so to speak, because it's a great reminder, I think, for the fans and for the country of how college football is celebrated at every level and how people, how much they care about their team, whether you're in Brookings, South Dakota, or you're in Memphis, Tennessee, or in Knoxville, Tennessee. You know, people tailgate, they celebrate, they love their team, they have great pride, and when they have a great story and a great team, everybody comes out of the woodwork to be able to show the nation who they are. And I think our show, you know, people talk about College Game Day, and we're very appreciative of that. But in my opinion, it has everything to do with the sport of college football. You know, the passion that grows with this sport year after year. I love all sports, but I think college football's fans are the most enthusiastic. And when a show like Game Day that travels all around the country comes to your city, I think it's a great way and a great opportunity for your city, for your school, to embrace the exposure. It's basically a 48-hour infomercial because we are all over the show on Friday doing College Football Live and SportsCenter, and then of course Saturday with Game Day. And yeah, you can feel the intensity last week in Brookings, and you know, this week I cannot wait. The location of the set, and you know, the excitement of this game with SMU and Memphis. And to be honest, I don't think the American no longer is kind of a, you know, because of what UCF is, it doesn't feel like it's so much off the radar. I think there's a lot more respect for this conference and for these two teams, especially Memphis with what they've done the last 4 or 5 years. And now SMU creates an intriguing story. So yeah, it's not the cocktail party, but at the same time, I think people are very excited and intrigued to tune in Saturday to see this show.
You know, this one doesn't just line up for you, Kirk, where you get a chance right where you're on game day and you get to stay in the same place, not like one of your other Saturdays where you're jetting off to the other location. But what your son, too, you're going to get a chance, I imagine, to see him up there against, I think they're playing Christian Brothers, right, Kirk, on Friday night?
Yeah, exactly. The NBA, Montgomery Bell Academy, has moved into that, I guess it'd be the Western Division of that league, and so they've been playing Briarcrest and Christian Brothers and you know, really good football. And I had twins on the team last year and a 10th grader, and the twins have moved on, and now I have a junior who's a tight end. And so yeah, I go back as much as I can on Friday nights to watch their games and then fly back to wherever game day is. So this week it's a blessing in disguise.
Awesome.
Ironically, they're playing a team from Memphis, but it's in Nashville, so I have to go back to Nashville Friday night, go to the game, and then come back late that night.
Kirk, I saw Zach catch a touchdown back of the end zone a little bit earlier this month. Had a nice little dance on him, too, in the back of the end zone. Where did he learn that from, Kirk? That's what I want to know.
His older brothers. You know, his older brothers taught him. They run an offense that is more of a old school ball control offense.
Yeah.
So when he gets a ball thrown his way, he's pretty elated, pretty excited about the opportunity.
Has there ever been a trip, right, and I'm sure there has, as long as you've been doing this, where, like we talked about, where you're at the game day set, you've got to go, whether it's across country or wherever else, where it's just been, like you've said this before, you've almost got to be sick to watch as much college football as you do. And you've got to, you know, you've got to, those days where you've got to get to a different place. There ever been a Saturday where you've just been like, man, I'm not doing that one again. That one was too tough.
There was one trip one time, and for people that aren't familiar, the college game day goes from 9 to 12 Eastern, mm-hmm. And from 8 to 11 Central Time. And a lot of times, as soon as the show's over, I'll have to get on a Disney plane and fly to wherever my game is. And the one that was the closest was we were in Eugene, Oregon, when the Ducks and Chip Kelly, like every week, they were a top five program, and sure. they were playing Pete Carroll and USC. And we were in Eugene. We were flying from Eugene to Boston, and there was a nor'easter into the Boston area with heavy, heavy rains and winds, and it was it was a long flight to begin with, but then with all the weather, you know, we ended up having to land at a different airport, and we had to get a police escort, and Brent Musburger was waiting up in the booth, and I made it probably within 15 or 20 minutes. Good so grief. That was a close call. But for the most part, they do an amazing job of getting me from one spot to the next, and to the point now where I'm just so programmed, I don't even think much of it, even though it is somewhat unique to start your day at 6 or 7 in the morning in one spot in the country and end it in another.
Kirk, got to ask you, Memphis, it looks like, is about to have its first sellout in 4 years. And I imagine that just the news of game day coming just adds to the magnitude of this game and contributes to that without a doubt. For you, I know you're ripping and running like we talked about every single week. You probably don't just have a lot of time to reflect, but is there ever a moment, maybe when it's on that plane to the next stop, that you ever sit back and just say, man, how awesome it is to be a part of this show, which has become ingrained in college football and has mm-hmm. such an impact on these places that we go to?
Man, that's another great question. I make a point of doing that every single week. I never take for granted what I do and what we have with our show, and then to be able to go to the game that I get to call that night. It's just an incredible blessing. It's something. I grew up a college football junkie growing up in Ohio. My dad played for Woody Hayes. He coached with Woody and with Bo. And so for me, the NFL is great. I enjoy it, but not like college football. I mean, college football, you can just shoot it into my veins since I was probably 5 years old. And if you would have told my parents when I was, you know, as a youngster, hey, one day you're going to be on College Game Day and you're going to be calling the game of the week on ABC and go on to call the Rose Bowl and call the national championship, they would have said, what? I mean, that's like the perfect job for our son. And so I make a point never to be so busy that I don't take it in. Like, I feel like that's that kind of like feeds me and gives me my adrenaline and just gives me everything that I need is never taking for granted any of the locations that we go, including this weekend in Memphis. And I respond to the fans. I respond to that energy, and it creates incredible memories for me. And like I said, I've been doing this now for 24 years, and it feels like 5 years. You know, it's just one of those things that you're lucky enough to fall into something that you love to do, and you get to make a living doing it.
Yeah, you're not going to be lacking for energy on Beale Street on Saturday morning. There's no question. Kirk, is JT riding with you to Memphis? I know you guys are neighbors. Is Justin Timberlake riding with you to the city of Memphis when you come down?
Oh, I wish. I think he's shooting a film in Louisiana, I think, because I know we reached out to him this week to see if there was any possibility of getting him as our celebrity picker. So no, he will not be with me. Unfortunately, he is out of the state.
I got to ask you on this, Kirk, just with where you're leaning right now, I don't want to steal your thunder too much, but are you leaning towards odds makers with this one that favor Memphis? Or do you believe more maybe in SMU in this story right now?
You know, I think it's, if you've watched SMU, they have had
some close ones.
Four really close calls.
Yes, sir.
I think four of their wins have been by a touchdown or less. So this will be a challenge for them. I the one thing I'm excited about is if you're an odds maker guy, I would take the over because I think there's going to be a lot of points. You know, I think both these offenses are going to stay up with each other. I think the team that's going to end up winning is probably going to get a late turnover get the ball back to their quarterback. But I don't see this being a low-scoring game. Thankfully, all this rain, I know you guys have had, we've had it here in Nashville, is going to be through. It's going to be chilly, but it's going to be ideal football conditions, and I think that'll allow the quarterbacks and the receivers and the skilled players a chance to really perform well. So I think it's going to be a lot of points, and maybe the quarterback that has the ball last maybe ends up winning it.
Hey, Kirk, man, this was absolutely awesome.
Pleasure,
it was a privilege. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank
we look
you.
Forward to having you this weekend.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. We cannot wait to bring College Game Day into town. Look forward to seeing everybody.
Yes,
look
sir.
Look forward to seeing you.
He is Kirk Herbstreit of College Game Day. What a nice guy. Like he is a really nice guy.
Mm-hmm. Did he just drop the bomb on you?
Yeah, it sounds like he said that they did reach out to Justin Timberlake about being the celebrity guest picker, but he's in Louisiana shooting a movie.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. So, anyway, it ain't going to be Justin Timberlake. We know that
now. Didn't sound like it. We may go back and make sure, but it didn't sound like he was ruling him out.
Yeah, unless he's giving us the old okey-doke.
Well, it was sort of like, he will not be with me is what he said. We reached out to him. He will not be with me. That doesn't mean he didn't say he's not going to be the picker when I listened.
Well, this is what I tweeted. I tweeted that they reached out to Justin Timberlake about being a celebrity guest picker, but he's in Louisiana shooting a movie. I mean, that's what he said. You know, I feel like he was trying to, like, tell you it ain't going to be JT. Like,
that's kind of the impression I got.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean it can't be somebody, you know, still big time, right? That doesn't mean it can't be somebody who's, you know, like, what's 3-6 doing? What's, you know, but now we can kind of work our way down the list. Obviously, we can Sharpie that one through, you know?
Brad's holding out hope.
It sounds like Brad's really, he thinks Kirk Herbstreit is trying to give you the old okey-doke.
We'll go back and listen to him. Herbstreit's words
I
closely.
I don't but think I'm he's trying to deke us.
I listen your way. I think he was letting us down kind of gently that sounded like the JT ain't coming.
Yeah.
What I got, kind of what the impression I got.
Yeah. I don't think they would have said we reached out about mm-hmm. but he's shooting a movie, you know.
Maybe it's an okey-doke. Maybe it's a pump fake. Old Kirk.
Who knows?
I'm just going by what I heard. I don't want to say he's not coming because that's not what he said clearly. But, no, I'm playing reporter here. All week long I've just been reporting what people are saying on the website and stuff, whether it's this is this and this is that, you know?
Yeah, but anyway, thanks
to...
Who
do you guys think if it's not JT?
No, I don't think it's JT.
No, who do you think if it's not JT?
Oh, Penny. I'll just go with Penny.
Yeah, that's right.
We will come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Making an ESPN game day sign? That means 92.9.
Just put 92.9 FM ESPN on your game day sign, and you could win tickets to the Grizzlies' Mike Conley homecoming game, plus a 92.9 studio experience. Show us your sign at 92.9ESPN.com, and then bring it to Beal on Saturday to get it on TV.
Put 92.9 on your sign. ESPN in Memphis means 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station. Radio.com cash is coming up at 12 noon. Get the code and you could win $1,000 from 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey roofers, have a big job coming up? The Home Depot has all the quality GAF roofing shingles and accessories to help you get it done. And for a limited time, save 10% on GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and take an extra 20% off when you buy in bulk. You have jobs to do. We'll help you complete them with GAF Royal Sovereign shingles for 10% off. All other in-stock shingles are also eligible for 20% off bulk pricing. Available at the Home Depot.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. And we give you this toy monkey, which will bang its cymbals when the right resume appears. Okay, there is no monkey.
I said there is no monkey!
But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
You don't have to listen to me. You can just change the station. It's completely within your control. Your personal information, well, that's another story. When you shop, bank, or browse online, your info travels all over, exposing you to cyber threats, which are out of your control. More threats demand more protection. That's why Norton and LifeLock are now part of one company. Norton 360 with LifeLock provides all-in-one membership for your cyber safety that gives you device security, identity theft protection, a VPN for online privacy, and more. No one can prevent all cybercrime and identity theft, But Norton 360 with LifeLock is your ally in today's connected world. Sign up today for Norton 360 with LifeLock. And since you did choose to listen, save 25% or more off your first year by going to norton.com/news. That's norton.com/news for 25% off.
I went to Triumph Bank the other day to set up an account. Met with a banker named Holly Bronson. And here's what Bronson told me. The first thing you need to do is put my number in your cell phone. I can't help you if you don't call me. Yes, she really said that. Are you as stunned as I was? But that's why Triumph Bank is a different kind of bank, because of people like Holly Bronson. She'd worked at other banks before Triumph, of course. Given the way that banks are gobbled up by bigger banks these days, she'd actually worked at 5 different banks. But those banks didn't deliver the kind of service that Bronson wanted to give her customers. So Bronson made the switch. And here's the thing. Nearly all of her customers made the switch with Bronson because they understood what a difference personal service can make. Bronson insists she's nothing special, of course. She rattled off the names of a whole bunch of bankers at Triumph who take their jobs and service as seriously as she does. But I can tell you, it's the first time a banker ever gave me her cell phone number. Triumph is invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
Our family lives with AT&T. It hasn't been our best choice. For one, it doesn't have the Wi-Fi control that you get with Xfinity XFi. So, buddy, tell the people what happened yesterday with AT&T.
I gamed forever! It was the best!
It was the worst. I tried everything. Positive reinforcement, child meditation, even the old use your body as a human shield. Nothing.
It would have been a new record if the power didn't go out in just our house.
Yeah, I'm not proud of that. But what else was I gonna do? With Xfinity XFi, we could pause the Wi-Fi and get some much-needed family time in. But with AT&T, we're gonna need some more control. Or a daily personal power outage.
Huh?
Yep, we're switching to Xfinity.
Stop living with AT&T. Pause your in-home Wi-Fi with Xfinity XFi. Plus, ask about download speed up to 400 megabits per second or even faster, up to 1 gig. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Xfinity XFi is available to Xfinity Internet customers with compatible Xfinity gateway. Limited to home Wi-Fi network. Does not apply to Xfinity Wi-Fi hotspots. Maximum download speed of 940 megabits when hardwired via Ethernet. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Like a mirror, and I can't help but notice you reflect in this heart of mine. If you ever feel alone and the glare makes me hard to find, just know that I'm always very loud on the other side.
Wherefore art thou? Let me back that up. Wherefore art thou, JT? Do you not know you have an entire city of people that are waiting breathlessly for
you
your
heard
turn?
Kirk. He's in Louisiana shooting a film.
It's like, I wish there was like a, I want to place this as an analogy, but like you have the, all these people waiting breathlessly for a return that may never happen. This glorious return, this glorious homecoming that is clearly, like Justin trying to tell y'all, that was the Memphis Music Hall of Fame, and that's it. That's the last thing you getting from me. I got movies to shoot in Louisiana, clown.
Y'all better honor this man.
Yeah, that's a... Let's make it the Justin Timberlake Memorial Game Day stage.
He might come then.
He will come if you do that, you know? Anyway.
Again.
I will say this.
Well, we're going back and we got to get the audio.
We're going to have to decipher this thing. We're going to break it down.
Like the Zapruder film.
Because there are listeners that are with you, Brad, that think he left it, kind of left it open. Herbstreet left it open as to whether or not JT could come.
Well, you know, listen. This is what Kirk Herbstreet said. Kirk Herbstreet said, for sure, that they reached out to Justin Timberlake about being the celebrity guest picker on Saturday. He is in Louisiana shooting a movie. That is what was 100% said.
He said, "I wish."
Yeah, I feel like we do this all the time. Like we talk ourselves into things.
It sounded like he was telling us JT was their first choice.
Exactly.
Because he said, "I wish." Then he said, "You can't make it.
Right.
He's gonna be in Louisiana."
Right.
That's the way I took it.
So,
but I realized that the audio may say a little different. He may have left it open there at the end. I was so stunned. I heard there was the beginning of sound like he's not coming. A soft letdown.
My man Beck Barnes has given us.
Did anybody hear what we heard? Because I had a couple say they heard what Brad heard, that it was kind of open ended.
I don't know.
I don't think he's coming, but he left it open ended.
Okay.
Let me be clear.
Okay.
You think Kirk Herbstreet left it open ended?
He and so did one
you're
of my listeners.
You're not listening to what
but
I'm
he
saying.
Believes.
Let me tell you what.
No, you said you thought Kirk Herbstreet left it open ended.
that he believes
he's not coming. Listening. You're not listening. I'm gonna talk. Listen for a
second. You're getting upset that Justin Timberlake's not coming.
When I listened to that interview, I would say Justin Timberlake's not coming. Brad, listening to the interview, he didn't answer it yes or no, by the way. So that's number one. Number two is I don't think he's coming. Number three is he said he's filming a movie this weekend in Louisiana when we reached out to him. He didn't say he's not coming. Period.
Well, keep in mind, I did not ask him if he was coming.
Maybe we should have asked him that.
I asked him,
he answered that pretty much no.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think there's a ton of room for interpretation here.
I think people are just in a little bit.
People want Justin Timberlake to be there.
Absolutely.
I think that's what's coming through the radio right now.
Maybe he still can be.
There's a real urge and a real desire to see JT.
I don't want JT, by the way.
Oh, of course.
What? No.
I want JT.
I don't want JT.
Because I feel like it'd be the biggest bang for your buck in terms of getting a national star. Even old Jay Smoove, even old Deacon Smith said,
he's a
bring
has-been.
Old JT on in here. Old Nashville living self.
Lives in Nashville.
Yeah, so anyway.
But for the look.
Yeah.
JT on Beale Street.
Oh, it'd be great.
Memphis. Tiger stuff's everywhere. He's going, bah, da, 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 da. Desmond's there. Desmond's smiling, showing them pearly whites. I mean, you can't get a better scene than that. You can't get a better scene than that.
Here is Chris Rock with Penny Hardaway.
Now, I think Lil Penny, honestly, I want Lil Penny to come back so these lame media members will stop asking about him. You know, I get so sick of it's
y'all triggered today.
It's jumped the shark.
No Morgan Freeman. We're crossing that one out because we see him and he's in ecstasy down at the Ole Miss basketball game. So I don't want to see him in ecstasy talking about Memphis Tigers too, because you can't have both.
Let me tell you what the fifth
one or the other.
Let me tell you what the fifth circle of hell is. Okay, I actually happen to know what it is. It's it's Memphis media asking Penny Hardaway, is Lance Thomas going to be eligible, and when's Lil Penny coming back? And Lil Penny responded by saying he's been working out. Pretty soon he's coming back. And he says that for eternity. And Lil Penny never comes back.
But
media members keep asking, when's he coming back? He's coming. He's just around the corner. He's coming soon. I'm telling you, wait for it. It'll be any day now. And yet he never comes back.
I got it for you. Two words. Jerry Lawler. King. Get ready. Get ready.
I mean, I don't have any problem with that. I don't have any
Careful,
problem with
Brad.
That.
He is a representative of this city.
He is. He
a
is.
Great one. A national representative.
First of all,
city.
I love Jerry Lawler, but I'm
fine him. With Jerry, just don't have him
Jerry
wrestling.
Lawler is a television presence every Monday night.
He's an icon.
He is.
That's what I'm saying.
Now, I know that Brad doesn't care about professional wrestling, and so it's not a big thing to Brad. It's not, and I understand that. But I also think that people love wrestling in Memphis, and people love Jerry Lawler around the country, and it'd be great. Now, would it be my first choice? No, Justin Timberlake would be my first choice.
Well, we've moved. You and I have moved on. Brad has not.
There are people,
maybe the Fitz vignette is about Lawler.
There are people who are holding out hope that JT, they say that the answer was that no, he just won't be with me.
Well, I know we have to do the audio forensics on this.
Yeah,
thing.
We do. It's unbelievable. It's like
in the rundown, we're gonna get the audio like Zapruder.
Because I think Herbie was just trying to tell you no, but y'all said he had a secret message in there somewhere.
Maybe, no. Yeah, I don't think he's coming. I think he said no as well.
You got to get out the invisible marker, bro.
I think he said no, but I don't think he didn't say no.
You got to put the ultraviolet light on the audio, and it'll come out.
Right.
And it'll say JT.
Exactly like Stranger Things, like when the Christmas lights start blinking in certain letters. Anyway, this is not about Justin Timberlake. This is
go get Kathy Bates now. She's an SMU graduate, White Station graduate.
Now, she's you probably think she's too old.
I don't. I just said go get her.
Okay. All right.
What's wrong with Kathy?
Dude, she's a very accomplished actress.
Dude, she hasn't had anything since that Stephen King.
Well, let's get her
Fake
back
news.
On. Let's put
Fake
her back
news.
On.
It has
we're
been.
Put her
Kathy,
back on.
No, Kathy Bates has been in a lot of stuff. American
she absolutely
has been asked.
American Horror. Do not call
you
her that.
You are tough here
American
lately
Horror
the last couple days on
game
women.
Day.
Cher and Kathy Bates, you can't stand.
I mean, you referred to Cher as that bitch and not lovingly.
She's had four comebacks.
Kathy's tail.
Hey, at least when Elton John does a final tour, it's the final tour.
We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
I like making money, and I'm sure Elton John does, too.
Yeah, I gotta buy them shoes.
But I will tell you, Kathy Bates has been in a great number of films
since
Misery.
Yeah, she's been working lately.
Misery, okay? She was in The Blind Side.
Oh, I forgot that.
Yeah, she was at least in that. And
maybe we get the Blindside cast.
No, God, no. Let's not do that.
Here we go. You can go there.
No. You would like that. See, Brad would like that.
No, but you're the one who said that the Blindside was something important.
It was to a great deal of people. Obviously, you want to bring back Sandra Bullock and Hugh Freeze for this.
Hey, I'm down with that.
I'm just saying you wrote her off after Misery, and that was unfair.
Yeah, I forgot.
Completely.
She was so good in that movie, I forgot.
She was amazing in Misery.
No, I was talking about The Blind Side. Clearly, I was blind to it.
You should watch American Horror Story, though, because she's amazing in that. She really is.
I think Brad is a little bit disappointed that JT's not coming.
It's coming through.
Yes.
Are you disappointed?
Listen, JT would be fantastic. Penny Hardaway with Chris Rock and the little Penny bit would be fantastic. Probably more so than JT, though.
What if it's Penny without little Penny, though?
I think you need I think Penny by himself is great. He's an icon.
What if it's Penny and James Wiseman?
Is it Penny Hardaway?
And James makes the picks in Mandarin.
Yeah, as long as he's eligible.
Well, there's no doubt about that. Okay. He's been cleared according
to
Jeff Calkins.
Has he been ruled eligible for game day?
Yeah, I mean, that's according to Jeff Calkins and Gary Parrish, okay. He's eligible.
All right.
So,
and bring him up there on the stage then.
Yeah. Anyway, I want to make it clear that it is not about the celebrity guest picker. We're getting off track here. We're losing focus.
It is a big part.
We're losing. No, it's really not. It's the end of the show that like people kind of cringe at. I only cringe at the celebrity guest picker. I don't know about you, but I only like when Jeezy came out
now
there.
Now it's just a cringeworthy part of the show? Because it was cringeworthy. JT's not coming?
It was, no. It's going to be
this
fine.
This has been a big deal the entire time.
It's the crescendo of a big week.
It's cringeworthy when they bring out Jeezy and he doesn't even know who plays for who.
Again, we don't have, just because that happened doesn't mean we have to have a cringeworthy moment.
Well, I don't think we will.
Right.
I think it'll be good. Now, I will say this. Typically, you know, a lot of people have said D'Angelo, Isaac Bruce, love those guys.
They're huge.
Certainly want them to be a part of the whole experience and the atmosphere and have a segment with them because they're OGs of Memphis football. But in terms of guest picker, you know, they go outside the realm of sports for that typically. Like, that is what they do. And it would feel a little, you know, not that creative, you're right? I mean, like, it just, and that's no slight to those guys, but they're Memphis football players. You know what I mean? Like, they do this. Go out and get somebody who wouldn't normally be around a Memphis football atmosphere. You know what I mean? That's what you want to see. Jeezy's not going to go to a Georgia game, you know? So go get Jeezy. Katy Perry's not going to go to an Ole Miss game. Go get Katy Perry. You know, you got to go get somebody who is sort of off the beaten path a little bit, but is still globally recognizable. Right. You know, that's the idea here.
Who are the global icons? JT, Penny, or two?
JT, Penny. I mean, 3-6 Mafia.
Yep.
But they might be too – I mean, they might be –
I mean,
unhinged.
DJ Paul was just at the Grizzlies season home opener, mm-hmm. So I'm sure he'd be. You could fly him in if he's somewhere else.
Yeah,
maybe you can get Juicy too. I'm not sure where their tour is right
Juicy,
now.
Yep.
I would imagine that's doable.
You know, Gotti certainly I think is globally recognizable. Outside of that,
Lawler I guess is.
Yeah, Lawler is.
He's
Lawler
yes.
is.
Lawler's easy. I don't know what yet.
Anybody we're missing? I mean,
John
Morant.
But they have a game that night. It seems. I guess they could show up. You know, it is downtown. So I mean, it's not like it's going to be a great jaunt for them.
Talked about that earlier this week. If you're going to do a Grizzly, right, I'd rather have the new.
Yeah.
Right,
yes.
It's going to be great.
Oh,
and all that,
Zach Randolph
and
Tony.
Go ahead and
yeah.
put the face. Go ahead and make it Ja. I mean, yeah.
no doubt.
He's the new. The
well,
new
I,
face
I
with
think it goes to
him
our
and
point.
Jaren. If you want to do it, the both of them.
Sure.
You know, our whole point to start this show was when we were asked about what can we feature in Countdown to Game Day. Yeah, we can do the barbecue that's been done a million times over, or we can show the rest of the nation that we've come. We're a lot more than just that now. Like, we have more to offer than just grit and grind.
Yeah. Well, I think what Clay said on Tuesday is important, and I'm not. I know we crap a lot on Clay because it's easy to do, but I think him saying Ja Morant is a lot like my folks in Illinois. They're like, "Who's the young kid from Murray State?" Like he's somebody that is interesting, you know, for sure. Ja Morant,
no doubt. LeBron's kids
highlights.
Love him.
Yeah,
yeah. So anyway, people are asking me. You say you want them to go off the beaten path, but you want them to bring in Penny. Penny would not be my first choice. And honestly, like if they're going to do Penny, I would like to have. I mean, I think we were the first show on the station to suggest Lil Penny. Like, we were the first people to say, like, hey, this would be a great time to roll him out. You know what I mean? Like, if there is ever a time to finally roll him out,
so
this would be it.
Can't go wrong with Penny being out there.
You know?
And my man Ben, Jimmy Smith, I think they're wrapping up shooting today.
Yeah, they're done. He's out. Pew, bye. He's like Mike Singletary, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He ain't going to spend a damn minute in here. He ain't got to.
That's unfortunate. If they'd been picked up and they're doing the 6 more shows, then maybe you could get old Smitsy.
I'll never forget that interview with Mike Singletary. The first question we ever asked him was, what'd you eat? I didn't eat in Memphis. I don't eat there.
Yeah, we know it won't be him as guest picker. He's not fond of his time.
Was he even back for the first game of the year? Was he even part of that sort of honoring at Soldier Field? I didn't see him. Maybe he was out there. I don't know. Didn't they honor the 85 team?
Yeah, I think he was out there.
Okay.
He would have been out there.
All right, I just didn't catch him. I mean, I'm sure he was out there, but I just didn't see him on I'm sure he's probably coaching a high school football team.
I've already put the Bears season behind me.
I'm sure he's coaching a high school football team and not playing the best quarterback. I'm sure that's what he's doing somewhere out there. He's starting some, like, game manager and benching his dynamic quarterback that everybody wants to see.
Maybe we could get Johnny Manziel as the guest picker.
How stupid was that? This dude had Johnny Manziel on his team and didn't even play him. Like, that was so stupid.
Well, Johnny had to earn his way.
It's an AAF.
Which was dying.
Yeah, I mean, like, that was your last gasp, you know?
Every minute was numbered.
It was like the Wizards signing Jordan, you know what I mean? It's like, you got to play him. Mm-hmm. What's the point if you don't play him? Yeah, he's probably not what he used to be, but you still got to throw him out there because people want to see him play. You know what I mean?
This city is staggering with that news of JT.
I don't think so. I think everybody's fine. I think Brad is wobbling, but
I have a little shook. I mean, I'll acknowledge.
He didn't say that he's 100% not coming, guys.
You're right. I acknowledge.
But listen, that's the beautiful thing about it. We're going to run it back. We're going to do the forensic investigation, and we will determine, who's right here and who is wrong. Was it truly?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.